Yeah, I think so. It was, well, I think we were 16-2, and it's just nice to build the partnership. And then once we really got in, we went on and kept going, and the sort of landmarks keep coming up every 10 or so over. So it was great to see.
You've been in good form this season as well with the bat for Middlesex. It'd be nice seeing it, very nearly seeing it home anyway today.
Yeah, it would have been nice to finish it off. Just needed 10 to win, so I felt it was in pretty good nick. Yeah, I think I felt in pretty good nick most of the year, and I'm just happy to go on and get some runs. I think I've got a lot of starts, which is something that I've always tried to work on, and thankfully it came off today, and hopefully more runs coming in the future.
It's a good little run now in white ball cricket as well, isn't it, up to the next championship game. Middlesex obviously in a very strong position in both competitions.
Absolutely, yeah. I think playing a lot of white ball games in a short period of time really helps. It gets you in the mindset to play, and it's slight changes between 2020 and 50 over cricket, but not as much as when you add 4-day cricket in as well. So happy to play a lot of white ball cricket in a row.
Is this the best place you've been in with your game so far?
It's up there, yeah. I think last year I got a lot of consistency with sorted a few things out technically, and once you bring that into all the games, it sort of helps. But yeah, happy where my game is at the minute.